Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome on Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live this morning with a look at everything that's going on in Washington. All right, Steve, we're heading toward the midterms, but for a lot of the Democratic Party, the attention is maybe more so on 2024. And what's going to happen in the presidential race? We have a lot of Democrats seeming to, if not distance themselves, at least beginning to openly look elsewhere, aside from Joe Biden, for 2024. What do you make of what's going on here?
Well, look, Joe Biden has never been a particularly popular or inspiring figure. We know this. Even when he defeated Donald Trump, by far the most powerful emotions driving Democrats to the polls was not because they loved Joe Biden. It's because they feared and loathed Donald Trump. It's entirely possible Joe Biden could never have been elected president except running against Donald Trump. The first two times he ran for president, he was a total washout and dropped out of the primaries early. So this has always been true about Biden. And you add to the fact that he's by far the oldest president, and if he were to run again in 2 years, he'd be 82 years old. Now, if you look at the four presidents who were elected before Biden, the four Democrats, Kennedy, Carter, Clinton, and Obama, their average age when they were elected was 47 years old, 35 years younger than Joe Biden would be, almost two full generations. So the history is very much against Biden, and you add to the fact this lingering unhappiness about the economy. Even now, even as things have gotten slightly better, gas prices drifting downward, three out of four Americans think the economy is in poor shape in our latest poll. So it's just not a surprise that people, 56% of Democrats would like somebody else. The real problem for the Democrats is, if not Biden, who? Because on the Republican side, there's also a great deal of unhappiness with Donald Trump. 46% of Republicans in our poll say they don't want Trump to run again. But they have Governor DeSantis of Florida waiting in the wings. They have former Governor Haley of South Carolina. They have a whole string of younger Republicans ready to step in and run the party. But the Democrats, the two most prominent alternatives to Biden, are also in their 70s, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. In fact, they're upper 70s. And there is no Democrat, none, comparable to DeSantis of Florida. So it's easy to say we don't want Biden to run again. But then you say, well, who would replace him? That's a much tougher question for Democrats right now.
It is interesting that it's happening on both sides, right? And, you know, when it comes to the Republicans, who will be deciding? Is it Trump himself that'll be deciding whether he's the nominee or not, do you think?
Well, that's an interesting question. And there are so many variables. You know, it's hard to predict 2 months from now, let alone 2 years from now. I think among the variables, Susan, is Trump indicted? And there are at least half a dozen different court cases, legal proceedings threatening Trump. The evidence from the January 6th hearing, I think, has created a sense of unease and among some Republicans, but Trump remains, you know, very powerful and very popular among the base of supporters. But I think smart Republicans look and say, Trump is damaged goods. This guy has run twice. He's never broken 47%. He got 46+% in both elections, so he's never broken 50%. He has enormous amount of baggage that has only gotten worse since he ran for president the second time, with his obsessive focus on the grievances and the big lie of 2020 has soured even a lot of Republicans on Donald Trump. So but this is the dilemma for Republicans. He remains the most popular force in the party, within the base, but historically unpopular with the rest of the country.
When you're looking at the traditional sense of the word, it seems like whether you're talking about Biden, whether you're talking about Trump, neither are really popular. But the question might be not are they popular, but are they the most popular of the people available? And I think right now, certainly for Trump, he seems to be the most popular of the Republicans who might be running. And for Biden, I think you would say the same thing, maybe.
Well, again, this is the dilemma both parties face, that they are dominated by these two figures who are far older than our traditional leaders. As I said, Trump would be 78 in the next election. Biden would be 82. But there isn't, you know, they both of them are sort of blocking the sun, blocking out the ability of a younger generation to move forward. Because they, you know, Biden, no matter how unpopular he is, he's still a sitting president. And Democrats have a lot of vested interest in his success. But if you look to the future, there's just no doubt that Republicans are in better shape if and when. It's not a question of if. It's only a question of when Trump and Biden leave the scene, right? There's just no doubt that Republicans are in better shape. You know, the Democrats dream of people like Governor Newsom of California, Governor Pritzker of Illinois, but they haven't developed the next generation of leaders. Some of them, of course, got wiped out. You know, former Governor Cuomo of New York, of course, in the view of many, was an obvious leader for the next generation, and we all know why he's no longer on the list. It's fascinating to me that the party has not developed that younger generation. You know, Bernie Sanders is the hero of the young, and he's even older than Joe Biden. I mean, it's crazy, right? You know, you've got an 80-year-old as the hero of young voters. Where is the Jack Kennedy? Where is the Bill Clinton? Where is the Barack Obama? Where is the Democratic version of Ron DeSantis? The answer is, so far, there's nobody. Now, to be fair, if this were 2006, Barack Obama was on nobody's radar 2 years before he won the nomination. So there's still time for someone to emerge. But so far, no one comparable to Obama, comparable to Clinton, is on the Democrats' radar.
Steve, you mentioned Andrew Cuomo just a minute ago. Some say he's getting ready to run again for governor of New York State. Do you think he could make a comeback?
Well, he might be elected governor, I suppose, but because the Cuomo name is still so powerful in New York. But as a national candidate, I think he's disqualified himself.
Steve, thanks as always for the time. Appreciate it. Steve Roberts joining us with a look at politics and all the figures that are lining up, not for this year, but 2 years from now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.